You're listening to SBS News.
If there is one thing that the British like to talk about, apart from Brexit or their new Prime Minister, it is the weather. And at the moment, there's plenty for them to discuss.
I think we'll get to 37 degrees Celsius in a few spots, though this Thursday we might even threaten the all-time record of 38.5 set in Faversham and Kent in 2003.
That's BBC weather forecaster Elizabeth Rizzini telling London TV viewers they have a hot and sticky time ahead of them, with even overnight temperatures heading into the mid-20s Celsius. Even seasoned Southern Hemisphere visitors to the British capital, like Pamela Boland from Perth in WA, admits it's quite warm.
It's very hot. It's a bit ridiculous, but it's hotter because I think it's a city. But I mean, it's easy for me because I'm Australian, so this is breezy.
While Australians might take the heatwave in their stride, for visiting Scot Neil Mills, used to the chillier temperatures of Stirling in Scotland, it's a new experience.
It's hot. Yeah, it's a bit hot. Like in the shade, it's bearable, but like when you're out in the direct sunlight, it's hot.
Public Health England has renewed warnings about the heat, urging people to keep hydrated, to find shade and to take protection against the sun. Across the English Channel, in the French capital Paris, Florida tourist Alejandra Hazard is finding it equally troublesome.
It's already really hot right now and it's kind of, you know, affecting us a lot. Like, a lot. I feel like I'm getting sunburns and stuff. It's really hot here.
Annette Young is an Australian-born presenter with the France 24 TV channel, and she told the ABC that unlike Australia, most European cities have not been able to cope with 40-degree temperatures.
Some people might be raising an eyebrow and saying 40 degrees, that's really nothing where we come from. But you have to remember that air conditioning is very rare in this country, especially in old buildings. Old buildings, which I have to add, have been built and designed to keep the heat in, not get rid of the heat.
The French government has imposed water usage restrictions in 73 administrative regions in an attempt to stem the drought's effects, while a record 80 are on orange heatwave warnings from Meteo France due to the heatwave. Across Europe, officials are bracing for record-breaking temperatures in the days ahead. There are already forest fires raging in Portugal, and in Spain, the Meteorological Service is warning of an extreme fire risk in large parts of the country. And there are also health concerns, with the deaths of at least 35,000 people laid at the door of the last heatwave to hit Europe in 2013. A similar number died in 2003's heatwave. Claire Nullis from the World Meteorological Organization in Geneva says it's hoped that enough precautions have been taken to minimize the number of people who are made seriously ill by the heat.
Heat waves do bear the hallmark of climate change. They are, as we saw in June, they're becoming more frequent, they're starting earlier, and they're becoming more intense. So it is, you know, it's not a problem that's going to go away, but hopefully, thanks to the heat health warnings, the heat health action plans, now in many parts of the world, you know, we can make the incident that we saw back in 2003 in the European heat wave, you know, that hopefully should be a thing of the past now. You know, we know better, we've learnt our lesson, and we do have measures in place.
Alan Lee, SBS News.